Okay. This is the craziest thing I've ever done, but here we go. Natural Herbal Remedies, Necromancer Poems, Volume 1, Novel Poems for Love, and New Ideas on Map Making. This is it. Hello? I hear footsteps. I got your letter. You're on the other side of the bookshelf, aren't you? You are? Hi. Hello. It's nice to meet you. Informally. I saw you when your family came. I mean, I saw you get out of the carriage. I was almost delayed. My father is having a row with the church. It's been going on for ages now. Don't worry, we don't have to get married in a chapel. How do you feel about an outdoor wedding? Oh, good. You said in your letter that this was very important, and I think I know why. But may I see your face? We could take out two of these books and look at each other while we talk. Right. I'll pull out this one, and you can pull out the other. On the count of three, okay? I'm sure you want to see me up close, too. Oh, sorry if I sound nervous. Three, two, one. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to drop my book. I know we're trying to be secretive. Dear, you're lovely. Your portrait did you no justice. Oh, are you blushing? I should be the one blushing. Wow. Huh? Oh, I'd heard you taken to the battlefield sometimes, and I thought you might be missing something. And I would still marry you, of course, but ah, oh, this is such a relief. I hope you're pleased with how I look, too. Oh, good. I'd love to know more about you. What do you do for fun? I guess everyone wants to know that. I think because the nobility are all secretly terribly bored. I can't blame you for taking a field. It must have been so exciting, if nothing else. Oh, pardon me, I'm sure it's difficult to talk about. It's been such a long conflict. Both of our houses have lost hundreds. I wish that diamond mine had never been found. I see you feel the same. Oh, I'm so glad. I didn't know what to expect from you. All I really know about you is that you write wonderful letters. You enjoyed my sonnet? Really? Ah, I'm delighted. Most people don't really like poetry, they just tolerate it. What do I do for fun? You mean aside from writing poems and thinking about what it will be like to meet you finally? I study a lot. I'm actually taking a class in contract writing. I think it'll be very useful for the head of a house to have that knowledge. There's some fascinating caveats. Yeah, I'll tell you about them sometime. Maybe we can have a chaperoned carriage ride somewhere. Or I'd love to see your swordplay. Really? You're very good. Then that's all the more reason to observe you. Oh no. My betrothed. What if making you blush becomes my new favorite way to have fun? I've loved your letter so much, I always have a pen and paper on me. In case I get inspired, or something happens to me that I want to share with you. Oh, wait, I know what I can ask you. What color are the sparkles when you close your eyes? Oh, I like that. I wish I could see it that way. Mine are blue and yellow. I saw a comet when I was a little girl, and now when I close my eyes, I'm reminded of it. We all have our own private stars behind our eyelids. Sorry, that's silly. I guess I'm a bit flustered. I didn't expect you to be so good looking. You should fire your portrait artist. I'm glad I can make you laugh. This bodes well. I know we're a smart match politically, but I'd love to have a partner that I enjoy and enjoys me. You have kind eyes. But you look very sad. What's wrong? I'd love to start sharing your burdens, even if we're not married yet. Oh. Your family doesn't seem to be keen on the marriage. Oh no. We have to get married. Right. I see the concern in your eyes, too. Your military advisor, I saw him when he stepped out of the carriage. One of my professors is familiar with him. He's quite aggressive, isn't he, in his tactics? I see. My family has reservations, too. I think both sides just feel that they can win, and we need to stop the fighting. Especially since we like each other, I like you. I'd be happy to get married to someone else if it meant stopping a conflict. I'm sure you feel the same way since you've seen it firsthand, right? Right. Oh, this is bad. Really? You think your family might have come to spy? Oh, I can't blame them. I think we would take an advantage like that, too. And if they see something that they think would give them the upper hand, maybe they'll just... Yeah, just leave. The marriage ceremony is still 3 days away. That That's so much time for something to go wrong. I see. This is why you wanted to speak with me. It was really brave of you sending that letter. I think this is the bravest thing I've ever done. Oh, thank you. But we're already working together. This is good. Okay. Think. Wait. What did you say? No. No, you have a good idea there. If only there was some way to get married right now. What are the books on your side of the bookshelf? Read me the titles and look for a thick one. It should have a symbol on it, sort of a triangle. That's right, the symbol of my house, not a religious text. Did you find it? Good. Okay, help me move some more books. Yes, including the one I dropped when I realized how attractive you are. You're lucky I find your cheek endearing. Okay, luckily I always carry paper and a pen on me. Okay, and because I'm a member of my noble family, we don't need a witness. Yeah, no, my father got really upset at a deacon and revamped the entire marriage system. I know it's unconventional. The church doesn't have to be involved at all, and any member of the noble family can be both officiant and witness. Correct. Only in our domain, but that's where we are. My father wrote the law so hastily and so much in his anger that he missed a few things. Like the fact that a member of our house can be both officiant and witness at the same time. I tried to tell him, but he's very stubborn. Yeah, your mother is too. I'm starting to realize why this conflict has gone on for so long. And done. Did I spell your name right? I'm smiling. I've always wanted to get married in a library. But are you okay with this? I know. We're doing it for the right reason. And we're gonna save a lot of lives with this piece of paper. That's the magic of a contract. I promise you, no matter what happens, I'll give you the wedding of your dreams. Whatever you've envisioned since you were a child. I'll make it happen. I'll spend my whole life trying to make your dreams come true. I know I've only met you for a moment, but I've read your letters hundreds of times. I'm in love with you. And meeting you and looking into your eyes has only affirmed that for me. Even if there wasn't lives to save and a conflict to end, I would still want this. I would still want you. How could I not? And it's not just your beauty, your charm, or your skill. It's the heart that you have. So, I guess I just have to ask. Will you sign your name on this contract? Will you marry me and let me keep you always? I will be so good to you. You do. Oh, we did it. And if nothing happens, then nothing happens. But if either of our families try something, we can just show them this. Dear, we saved everyone. Our kiss. Oh, right. Yeah, I want to do that part. Lean in through the bookshelf. Oh, we get to do that all the time now. Thank you. Not just for marrying me, but for being brave enough to send that letter. For trusting me. I love you. Come on, let's put this somewhere safe and think about how we're gonna spend the rest of our lives together.